You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am not joined by the other half of the world's greatest tag team never this week. DPP is out on birthday vacation assignment. He is freshly vaccinated and took the week off for his birthday to go out and actually get out into the world and do something. Good for him. Maybe I'll actually get to see him. I haven't seen him in over a year. So, speaking of DWI podcast, though, I am joined, as always, by the oh-so-funky, oh-so-phenomenally fresh, he's A number one in my book, Baby Balls himself, B.O.B., we used to call him Bob, it's AJ Velez.
Yeah, and if you want to go tell DPP a little happy birthday, even though I believe it was Thursday, I could be wrong on that.
Yep.
Go drop him a happy birthday at It's Me DPP, or if you really want to give him a birthday gift, why don't you go check out his show Winner Is You with the letter U.
Yeah, they didn't do one this week, so fuck that.
Well, I didn't say that they were gonna do one. I'm just saying go check it out.
Yeah, I know, I'm just being a dick. Anyway, let's bring in the man filling his shoes this week. We are oh so lucky for him to come back to the DWI podcast once again from across the pond. It just works out that we record at a very, very nice time for him on Friday afternoon, early evening. It's Darren Kirkby, affectionately known as the Big Fish Mags.
I'm going to make that a thing, whether Ray likes it or not. Yeah, you would have thought I'd learned my lesson coming on the first time, but no, clearly not. Sucker for punishment. So I'm glad to be back.
Awesome. You know, one of these times we'll get you on and there'll actually be some very, very exciting things to talk about, because I know we had you on before, what, Fastlane? And now we got you on in the middle between WrestleMania and WrestleMania Backlash. I think we scrummed up a few good topics, but yeah, we'll have to get you on one of the tri-casts with Kenny Killa and Big Dave. So I'm making you that promise. So SummerSlam, keep the schedule open.
Okay, I will do. I mean, now that Badlands is dead and buried, I've got a little bit of extra free time, so yeah, if you can fit me in, I'll be more than obliged.
You can always go back, though, on Chairshot Radio Network and check out all past episodes of Badlands. Why don't you tell everybody what else is going on with you? You are a busy, busy man. Plug everything away right now.
Okay, thank you very much. Here on Chairshot, unfortunately, Badlands came to an end earlier this week. My regular co-host on that, he stepped away from creating content to do with wrestling. So we always had this kind of agreement that if one left, we both would leave, so we'd end it on a high. But I still produce drive rounds with my son, Carlos. That's every week, and the UFC train keeps a chugging, so there's plenty of content there. And then once Ray and Carl's cool little project about the five tall wrestlers is over, I'll be bringing something new and fresh to Chairshot, so keep your ears peeled for that.
I can't wait. That is music to my ears, and definitely, definitely keep tuned in for that. Before we get going today, I just want to let everybody know, head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a Chairshot t-shirt. It makes a great gift as well. I guarantee it. Then head on over to thechairshot.com. You know how we roll. Sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment. Always use your head. Here, a couple warm-up topics here, fellas. We were talking about SummerSlam. It sounds like Phoenix, Arizona, Texas area, maybe. And they're talking about open stadium with fans for SummerSlam. Thoughts on that around the horn real quick?
I mean, it's pretty good, especially since I know Texas is a little more open and lenient when it comes to the whole mask situation, too. Mm-hmm. But, hey, who knows? Maybe if we get a Phoenix SummerSlam, maybe we get some live chair shot media going on. Go visit our good owner, Greg DeMarco. Have a giant thing. This is a pipe dream. But good for them, though. It's definitely something that's that could work.
Yeah, I have to agree. Especially coming off a very successful trial run with WrestleMania, very few reports of any kind of COVID outbreaks. I think that the only one I saw was that one guy who went to multiple shows over the weekend. But yeah, I think that was a trial run. And WWE have always have said as soon as they can, they want to bring fans back. And I think SummerSlam will be the perfect time to do that. And if they could get a full stadium, absolutely going to. I mean, UFC proved it can be done this past weekend, and that crowd was raucous. So imagine what a full WWE crowd is going to be like. It's going to be off the chain, absolutely mental.
You brought up Greg DeMarco. He would probably love the Phoenix area. He could probably run a show the weekend of. I know he's got a big show coming up May 15th. Check out everything IZW. Look it up, Phoenix area. Now, you brought up the UFC. What an event last weekend. Three title fights. Namajunas gets her belt back, and Weidman breaks his leg. Was this like karma coming back around on Weidman? Isn't this almost exactly what happened with him and Silva? who's gonna break Uriah Hall's leg next now? This is just a chain of events that's gonna keep going.
Yeah, I mean, it was mental. All the coincidences are just in that fight. We had Uriah Hall, who's basically retired, Anderson Silva, who broke his leg on Chris Weidman. It's come full circle that Uriah Hall was the guy who was there when Chris Weidman broke his leg. That kick just was in the wrong place. Uriah Hall's got legs like granite anyway, but to kick just below the knee where the bone is the hardest, yeah, it was brutal. But accidents happen. It was just a massive coincidence, and it was good to see Chris upbeat about it, and he's still looking to carry on his career afterwards. The x-rays of it, oh my god, they were stomach churning, and the long bar and the pins went through his leg. Poor guy, absolutely poor guy. And he wasn't even the only leg injury that day. The match just before, we had Jimmy Crook get a drop foot when he was kicked in the back of the knee, which cut the blood off to the nerves. And yeah, it was not a good day for legs at UFC 261. But the three title fights, wow. I've said to Ray earlier this week that you can watch UFC, you can watch MMA for decades, and you can analyze it and critique it down to the nth degree, but sometimes you can just not predict what happens, and barely anybody predicted Rose Namajunas doing what she did, but it was the most happiest I've been to be wrong, because the joy on that girl's face, the fact that she made history with becoming the first female to regain their title, and the fact that she still, as champion, didn't believe she was the best. She had to be told by Pat Barry, believe that you're the best. It's just a heartwarming story. I hope she's in a better place than she was when she was champion last time, because I think she really struggled with the kind of limelight and the pressure of being champion. But she seems to be in a good place, and absolutely good on her. It was a great feeling to see.
Yeah, what is it, a left kick to the head.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Weili was any way affected still on the war she just previously had? And her last fight was just a battle and a half.
Yeah, it was. But then again, she went through a massive battle with Joanna Jędrzejczyk. So I don't think she's worried about battle so much. I think it was the crowd. The crowd was just on her from the second music come on. They were just booing the hell out of her and Jake Paul, obviously. I think she maybe that had a big effect, but that head kick came from absolutely nowhere, stunned her, and it looked like it may have been a bit of an early stoppage, but Rose would have finished it with a bit of ground and pound anyway. So yeah, I think Weili will be back stronger than ever, and yeah, I think she'll get an instant rematch, and we'll see what goes from there.
Yeah, Shevchenko proving her dominance, Usman making his case for pound for pound best in the world. You brought up one of the Paul brothers. Last warm-up topic here. Logan Paul's fighting Floyd Mayweather. Come on. Go ahead,
yeah.
AJ. Go ahead, AJ. Go ahead. I feel you got some frustration you need to let out here.
See, I know this is all for money, and that makes sense and everything else, but there's no way that Logan Paul is going to beat Floyd Mayweather. I'm not a fan of Mayweather. I'm not a person that will be like, yeah, no, he's the best boxer ever. I'm not going to say that. But the record still stands. He's undefeated. He knows what he's doing. The fact that you're going to go into his ring, basically, his little home, what he knows best, I don't care if he's had a couple of fights before or not. Mayweather currently is the best. And you don't step in with the best just thinking, huh, this is going to be easy. No, you have to bring more than just your A game. You got to know what the hell you're doing. Again, I know this is a publicity stunt. It shouldn't go more than four rounds at least. And I'm giving him a little bit of credit there.
I think he'll go longer than that, only because of how Mayweather fights. He's a very defensive kind of counter fighter. Even Conor was able to do better than four rounds. What would shock me, though, is if Logan is able to beat Mayweather, that might mean that KSI is arguably the best boxer in the world, because he battered Logan. Yeah, it's a weird thing. I don't get this celebrity versus athlete kind of this entertainment in sports. I think it makes a bit of a mockery of it. I mean, I'm still going to watch it because it's just going to be car crash TV. But yeah, how does Logan Paul have any idea that he's going to be someone who is, what, 50-0? Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's a paycheck for both of them, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Floyd Mayweather, he's just going to make some more money, and so is Logan Paul, and good for them. I just don't get caught with one, Floyd, and come in out of shape and get caught with one, because the kid can actually throw his hands. We'll get out of this topic. I'll just throw this out there and let you guys know that I believe Mike Tyson will be fighting Lennox Lewis at some point as well. That is actually going to be... Yep, there you go. That's the kind of reaction I wanted to see on your face there, Megs.
I know the next thriller fight is Evander Holyfield versus Kevin McBride.
Yeah.
I think they're a combined age of like 118 years old.
Yeah, but yet they're going to make a lot of money doing it. All right, folks, we're going to be right back as we pay some of our own bills.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, gentlemen, let's get into some WWE wrestling.
This is my yard now.
Indeed it is. He is the Universal Champion. He will be taking on Daniel Bryan. And if Daniel Bryan loses, he will be leaving SmackDown. Gentlemen, we get Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, again. I don't mind it so much in the ring. Definitely don't mind it at all there. But what are our thoughts here on the progression of the Roman Reigns championship storyline? Mags, why don't you kick it off?
I love it. I said in the Fastlane preview, I want Roman to go on a 2-year reign. I want to go on an Okada style reign, and I think he's well on the way to doing that. This match is going to be, I think it's mainly to get Bryan onto Raw, it seems to me, because obviously if he loses, he has to leave SmackDown forever. I think Roman hasn't lost since what, November 2019 or something like that, when he was in that ridiculous feud with Baron Corbin. I'm looking forward
to the dog food feud.
Oh yeah. God, don't.
Yeah, you need the boom, I just broke the glass. Now you can see it. Oh, we smothered it all, the can and everything. Yeah. I had to think about it. You had to think about it. Sorry, Megs. Keep going.
It was so, so ridiculous. I can't see this Roman Reigns run ending on a SmackDown. Surely not. So, yes, I think we see Daniel Bryan kind of be refreshed and going over to Raw. Unless he wants to drop down to NXT. That would be cool.
See, you took the words right out of my mouth there, Mags. I was going to say, well, Daniel Bryan, yeah, he could just go to NXT, or maybe if he still thinks he's got enough. I mean, after all, anyone remember how his chest and everything looked during the greatest Royal Rumble ever when he made that comeback? Mm-hmm. He looked like a meat tenderizer. Who knows? Maybe he goes to NXT, but he goes with you, Mags, and he wants to face Walter for that UK belt.
Walter will chop the bones out of his chest, but that would be cool.
So the possibilities are endless there for Daniel Bryan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's in that stage of his career where he can do bits here and there. I mean, we were talking pre-recording about him wanting to maybe stay in WWE, but also do like one shots with wrestlers out of the company. He's got that kind of sway and that kind of name that if anyone could pull it off, I suppose it could be him. But I'd love to see him pop up in 205 Live, NXT UK, standard NXT, even drop into maybe Evolve and just going on like a grand tour of all these different brands and taking on the best of each brand.
Yeah, speaking of NXT UK, apparently NXT UK TakeOver Dublin was set for June, the end of June. It's been canceled, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But 6 days ago, I did tweet that.
Yep.
After DB loses to Roman, he should take some time off and come back on NXT. Now, Mags, you perfectly set up the direction we want to go from this here. Is Daniel Bryan's contract is up early September, middle of September, something like that. Maybe September 1st. I don't know. He's definitely signed through SummerSlam. But we've heard rumblings that maybe he does want to go and wrestle outside of WWE while still being in WWE. That's basically the quote that we discussed in the pre-show meeting, is he'd love to be able to weasel his way into being able to, hey, I want to go back and I want to have a match in Ring of Honor with Jay Lethal. Okay, cool. You know, no problem. I want to go over to New Japan and I want to have a match with Ibushi. Okay, cool, right? Is this plausible? And how fucking cool would this be? I know I'm kind of leading the witness here, but go ahead.
I mean, it's absolutely cool. Can you imagine Daniel Bryan turning up on a Wrestle Kingdom? Or can you imagine him turning up to Death by Dishonor? It would be absolutely amazing. Whether WWE are going to allow him to do that, I mean, there is rumblings that they're open to working with other companies now. With like we've discussed the talks with MLW, the stuff with Evolve, the Forbidden Door is opening. Daniel Bryan going against Okada, against Kenny Omega, against Ibushi, like I said, against Jay Lethal, against Roosh. Oh my God, this so many dream matches that Daniel Bryan could have. It's absolutely unreal. And I would love for it to happen. With WWE and with Vince in charge, I don't think there's much chance of it happening, but we can but dream. But Daniel does come out and say that he wants to wrestle different talents and different companies quite regularly. I think he did it when he was just about to sign his last WWE contract. So I think he's always got that kind of mind frame where he wants to spread his wings and he wants to kind of like put other people over and wrestle the very best in the world. And I'd love to see him do it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, you already ran down a good amount of names. If he does this whole, you know, going to go across the world tour, Okada, that would be a great match. Naito would also be a great match.
Like Shingo. You said
before, Shingo.
Oh, I just give myself goose pimples.
So there's a lot of people. I mean, again, like Kenny Omega, like you said, the possibilities are endless as to what he can do and who he can face and how good of a match it will be. And even some Impact guys like Eddie Edwards, since, you know, he's Japanese trained because he was a champion in Noah. A bunch of different people are good fits for Daniel Bryan if he goes on the if he goes on this giant world tour.
Let's transition into the next topic, because I think before any of that might happen, it might see him come back and work some NXT, especially with guys like Adam Cole and Finn Balor still down there. There's a lot of talent down there, Ciampa included. You talked about the UK situation. What are you guys' thoughts? I'll start with AJ this time on Adam Cole and Finn Balor staying down in NXT. I mean, I know we say it like that because it is not a main roster brand. It just isn't anymore, right? But I don't mean to discredit it like that. But what are your thoughts on them staying on NXT then, AJ?
Well, I mean, Finn's reason, if I'm remembering correctly, was he didn't like being on the main roster. He just felt like he was just another guy. He was another face in the crowd, so I'm going to go back to NXT where everyone loved me. I can change my entire character around, so I'm back to basically being Prince Devitt in his own way down in NXT. And then Adam Cole probably knows that if he goes anywhere near the main roster, he's going to get the same fate. He's going to be another face in the crowd. Who knows? He might get a little buzz here or there, but the thing is, people don't really sing Shinsuke's theme anymore, and he was the biggest thing that was coming. No one really sings his theme anymore. Bobby Roode, no one shouts Glorious anymore.
I was never on board with Bobby Roode. I'm sorry. I appreciate Bobby Roode as a wrestler. I appreciate him as having some part of charisma, but he was never anything for me to write home about from the minute he came into NXT. Like, he can't even use that thing anymore. That Glorious is gone. He's like Dolph Ziggler's stepbrother now.
Yeah, he literally took the joke.
Ironic that Dolph Ziggler's actual brother is in AEW.
Right? Yeah.
The moniker.
You talk about people that...
too far.
Well, that's the kind of thing, the difference between SmackDown and Raw and then being in NXT, right? At some point, if you're good enough, you're going to get the ball and you're going to get the run with it. But it's really what you do while you're not that person. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what is Drew McIntyre doing now that he's not that person? Well, he's still in the storyline, so we can't tell. Okay? But then you look on the other side, like, what does Sheamus do when he's not that guy anymore? What does Braun Strowman do when he's not that guy? You got to have the ability to carry a storyline. Basically, Randy Orton is one of the best at it. He can always keep himself viable by whatever else he wants to do and put enough effort into around the big spots that he wants to get. So it's kind of a catch-22, but that's the difference between NXT and the main roster, is sustainability when you're not necessarily, you know, the last or the first 15 minutes of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's also a size factor. If you look at Randy's 6'2", Drew is 6'7", or whatever. Sheamus is like 6'3". Then you look at Adam Cole, what is that, 5'9". Finn Balor's not much taller. I think that you do get lost in that land of the giants if you're not in the main storyline. I mean, look at how Andrade was top dog in NXT, and now he's gone. Look at Aleister Black, top dog in NXT. Now, well, this storyline's coming out for him now, but for a long time he was sat in catering. I can see why someone like Finn, who's experienced that main roster and thought, yeah, that is not for me, I can see why he wants to stay down NXT. But for Adam, my worry would be he would get frustrated in NXT because he's done pretty much everything there is to do there. Whatever he accomplishes there now is literally just padding, adding to his record. And I think if he knows he's not going to make it on Raw, SmackDown, and being in the hunt for being WWE or Universal Champion, maybe his eyes will go somewhere else. Maybe he'll want to leave NXT, which would be a big, big loss for him.
How much does that? I have no idea what his contract is right now. I don't remember him signing anything since he signed. But story for another day. You brought up Andrade, and I'm glad it came up because I was going to put it in the show and I decided not to. He's going to wrestle Alberto Del Rio apparently this summer. Like, boy.
I mean, that shows your star power when you are cut from the biggest wrestling company in the world and your first match back is against Alberto Del Rio. Jesus Christ. That is a bad booking by Andrade.
Yeah, I got nothing on that one.
I got nothing on that one.
I
mean, the last time I saw Alberto Del Rio in action is when he was getting whooped by Tito Ortiz in an MMA fight.
Yeah, he's got other list of problems that he needs to tend to. I think this is all about the money. But honestly, I mean, if someone told me what time it was on and I had a way to watch it, I would watch it. I think it'll probably be a really good match. I'm sure these guys have a history and know each other fairly well. That's how this came about. So we'll see what's next on the Andrade tour. All right, folks, we're going to come back. We're going to mix it up, and we're going to go AEW Impact talk, a little triple champ style. We'll be right back.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back to the 272nd edition of the DWI Podcast. DPP, he got the week off. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, DP, you son of a bitch. Every year with the fucking birthday. Last year a birthday, the year before a birthday. I'm sure he's going to want to have a birthday fucking next year, too. Selfish son of a bitch. But we love him anyway. Welcome back to DWI Podcast. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a chair shot t-shirt. Makes a great gift as well. I guarantee it. We have the big fish, Darren Kirkby, a.k.a. Mags, is here. AJ Belaz, he's revving up for trivia. I think Mags has been studying this week. I don't know. I think he's maybe... Did you Venmo AJ a little money to get a preview on these questions? You look a little confident over there.
PayPal. It was all in the PayPal. Untraceable.
All right. Okay. All right. We'll see what happens. But we got one more topic before we get the trivia, and I have a last call for you today. Kenny Omega is now the AEW World Champion, the Impact Wrestling World Champion, and also the AAA Mega Belt title holder. Is that what Mega Champion? What?
It's mega, a big Mega. It's just Mega. But
Mega. Yeah,
Mega Champion, I think it is.
I'm more proud of the fact that you said AAA and not AAA like any other person who's uncultured. So I'm so proud of you, Tony.
Well, AAA is something you can watch. AAA is someone you call when your car breaks down. But if I said AAA, everybody would know what I was talking about anyway. But nonetheless, AJ, you cover Impact. You're lucky you don't have to cover AEW. What are your thoughts here on the match that was at hand, and what do you see moving forward here?
So the match that happened on Rebellion, it was good. And I only say good because there were so many mess-ups during it. There was two good significant botches that happened. One looked like people weren't ready, and the other one just... I don't know what happened. Like, and it was both involving the top rope. So with both of them, they are great athletes. They are great talents. I'm not denying that. I'm not discrediting them on that. Having Kenny Omega as the champion does bring more attention to Impact, and now they're trying to bring people up, and it's just like, all right, well, who wants to face Kenny Omega? You want to face him, you want to face him, you want to face him. This week on Impact, they had everyone out on the ring, and it just said, we're going to have some qualifying matches to make sure we have a number one contender against Kenny Omega. The one thing that I don't like is, for me, it just feels like they're just poo-pooing and ignoring Impact in general. I understand that's the whole thing, that's the whole gimmick that's going on, is Kenny Omega just doesn't care because it's just a game to him. He's the belt collector. I can do whatever I want. I now have the Impact world titles, I have the AEW world title, the AAA title that we can't show because they're going under a lawsuit against themselves. But, you know, he's just belt collecting. And, you know, I can hear Nick Aldis, like, gripping and almost breaking the gold of the NWA world's title right now.
I mean, how cool would it be if he pulled in the NWA title, the MLW title, the Ring of Honor title? Like, this is kind of a discussion we've had before. Like, let's get all these companies that are on this same level working together in a territory style, and everybody's more successful. You disapprove, you're slamming pretty hard. Oh, wow. What are you drinking?
It's actually the Michelob from the pre-NFL draft that we had. I'm not even going to deny that. I'm drinking skunk beer. But I don't hate it. It's just, especially with Impact now, you have someone who's an executive vice president shitting on its product. You have Kenny Omega, who the joke for Impact on Thursday was, I'll do my in-ring celebration on a Zoom call. And it's like, no, you're supposed to have him here. He's supposed to have his duties. He better get here by the end of the show, or he's getting stripped of the title and suspended indefinitely from AEW. So literally the last minute of the witching hour, he comes in with the Good Brothers, and it's like, yeah, all right, I'm here. What'd you want from me? I'm not even going to defend the title at the next the Impact Plus special under Siege. He's actually going to have a six-man. It's just, I'm not a fan of it. I know where they're going with it. I'm just not a fan of it.
Yeah, I only see it from the AEW side. I don't watch any Impact, and without me knowing from being involved in wrestling social media, I wouldn't have even known that there was much dealings with Impact aside from the Good Brothers showing up on AEW. Like, it's very much a one-sided relationship. I understand what Impact are getting from it, because they're getting like these little bumps in ratings and they're getting Kenny Omega on the show. I don't get what AEW are getting from it. It doesn't make sense to me. But it seems like it's a long term storyline. We're gonna have to see how it plays out. But yeah, I mean, I'm happy for Kenny to go on like an Ultimo Dragon belt collecting special, going all around the world collecting belts. Because it plays into his character that he is this obnoxious, smarmy, but ultimately best wrestler in the world. I think that would be a great kind of storyline to go into, like I said, NWA, picking up their belt, Ring of Honor. I would have said MLW, but obviously that may be a no-go area from now on. But yeah, there's still plenty of other companies that he could go. Maybe go on RWZ, perhaps go and pick that title up. but yeah, I think it's a cool storyline. I'd just like to see more of it on Impact, so we get a reason to tune in. I'd like to see more of it on Dynamite, so we get a reason to tune into Impact. I think that made more sense.
Yeah, either which way you put it, I mean, my thought coming into this match is I thought it'd been more interesting for Rich Swann to win, and then Omega to win everything back. I mean, obviously that didn't happen, but now that we have him holding all these belts, yeah, I mean, you know what, it doesn't even have to be the world championship from some of these other companies, right? He could just have a belt from each company. I mean, I can't believe New Japan hasn't jumped on board here yet. He could be in like New Japan Strong and win their belt or something like that. I mean, that's another option as well.
Moxley as the US title, it could easily, that could be switched.
Yeah,
that could
he's even defending it against Yuji Nagata
on Dynamite.
On Dynamite, yeah. So
blood and guts. Yeah, I taped AEW this last week, and I watched most of it. I wanted to see the parlay between the Pinnacle and the Inner Circle, so it was not what I expected. It wasn't as light and fluffy as I wanted, but Jericho cut an excellent promo, and I thought Sean Spears cut a really good promo to start it. So, I don't know, AEW, I'm here and there for it, mostly there, not here for it, if you catch that. Last thoughts here. Overall, on the other companies outside of WWE, any thoughts on New Japan that's catching your radar? I mean, AJ, you're covering Impact. Anything outside of WWE that you guys are looking forward to or anything in that level? Crickets. That's right.
I was about to say, Max, like, I'm not sure. I mean,
just when they think they got the answers, folks, I change the questions. And then it equals crickets. All right, we're going to take a break then. We're going to take a break, we're going to come back, and we're going to do trivia. So I'm going to get stretched out. I'm going to get my thinking cap on. Mags, you're going down, brother. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, folks. PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, well, it is a miracle because Tunney didn't have to get a drink this time. He had one prior right near him with the Coors Light, but Max, what are you drinking over there? I just noticed it while we were on our little musical intro there.
I am drinking Jameson's Stout Edition Castmate.
Nice. Is it good?
Yeah, I've gone on... because I used to be a big drinker, and then I kind of like... got bored of it, but I've gone on to like I want to be a bit more of a whiskey connoisseur. My kind of history with whiskey has always been when it's last orders and you're about to go home, but you're absolutely three sheets to the wind and you just bartender's choice of whiskey. So I've spent about £300-400 on different whiskeys, all different styles, and yeah, I'm trying to be a bit more discerning. And yeah, this Jameson one, it's really nice. Got a bit of a sour aftertaste, a bit peppery, but yeah, it's all good.
I seen some of the pictures on Twitter. You and another fellow, I think, also is a whiskey drinker. I enjoy whiskey. I'm a big Jameson guy. Like, if I'm out at the bar, that's what I'm shooting. I'm shooting Jameson. So yeah. Have you had McGregor's? Is that any good?
Yeah, with the proper 12. Yeah, I finished a bottle of that last weekend. Yeah, it's a standard whiskey. There's nothing really kind of like that stands out about it. It's more of a marketing thing, but it's decent enough whiskey. Yeah, I've got a range of bourbons. I've got a few 12-year-old I've got a couple of which ones have I got? Oh, I've got a couple of Scottish single malts. So yeah, I'm gonna be going through them in the next few weeks or so, making notes.
You lucky boy. Right now, I got a bottle of peanut butter whiskey.
Yeah, I heard on Potty's Wall.
Screwball. It's pretty darn good, actually. I keep it in the fridge. It's nice cold. It's not a real whiskey. It's classic. It's more of a whiskey liqueur, you know.
Yeah.
So, right, we just had to check it out. Mag's joining in the tradition of drinking on the DWI podcast. So, cheers to you. There we go. I had the IPA one.
I was about to say I need to invest in a bottle of Jameson again, but I know that Erin has a bunch at her house, so I'm just going to invest in those. Anyway, she knows I'm half joking, but she also loves Jameson as well.
She'll also know where it went when it's gone.
Yeah, she already knows where it would go, even if I didn't say anything on live radio. Anyway, phenomenal funky facts. Three questions. There's not going to be a bonus question on here. It's three bog standard questions. So, Mags, I will let you pick door number one, door number two, or door number three.
Okay. Didn't go well for me last time, but I'll go door number three.
All right.
I don't have that sound.
Something
stupid.
Tells me Dan had the sound bites.
There you go. I'm going to have to do them. Great.
All right. So, the question is, who in the Shield, you know, the good little group that we had in WWE, who in the Shield was the last one to win the Grand Slam? So the last one to win the Grand Slam. So I'm pretty sure we all know what that is. So I'll pay attention to the timer if you don't have the soundbite, Tony. So 30 seconds starting now.
Who was the last member of the Shield
to win the Grand Slam? I mean, it might surprise you. It might not. You only got three people to choose from, really.
Okay. I mean, I've got an answer.
All right. I'll give 10 more seconds here.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Okay.
Three,
good enough. We'll just... Yeah.
I'll be nice. Mag says Roman. Tunny says Ambrose. How did you guys both pick the wrong member?
Oh, actually, wow!
Yeah. Wow. I thought Roman was the last to win the RC title.
No. That's... It was actually Rollins who was the last to win the IC title, which is amazing, come to think of it. All right, so door number three did not work out that well. So, Tony, door number one or door number two? Are you gonna be in the spirit of Dan and say, "Give me that deuce"?
Yeah, let's drop a deuce. I got some music that's about 30 seconds long for you too. So, go ahead and ask that question. Do 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 do.
All right, door number deuce. There's actually two acceptable answers for this one. So let's see if you can get it. What year was Impact's first Slammiversary? It's TNA, so going all the way back from there. When was their first Slammiversary? Let's see them answers, boys. I'm laughing at something else. Tony said 2007.
Max I got it.
Put down 2002, but for his Roman answer, he put fuck on the top of it. So, if there's not going to be a points, I'm going to do closest without going over, if no one can get the next one. So, Mags, you're technically close. 2002 was their first pay-per-view that they had. And then the year after...
Oh, that's what I thought you said. Oh.
So 2003 is technically their first anniversary, but 2004 is the first pay-per-view where they called it Slammiversary. So I would have accepted either 03 or 04. All right, so the last question.
Wow, we're just knocking them out of the park today.
And all right.
This is total BS!
Yeah, you guys are getting hit with fastballs like your Bryce Harper here.
Ooh, yeah. Right in the kisser.
Yeah, so this one is...
Right in the soup coolers.
I'll be impressed if you guys can get this one. I'm not even trying to be an ass when I'm saying that, but there is one person that has won two different sets of tag team championships without having to compete for the championship. Who's that person? And it's two different companies as well, so I'll accept either name from those companies. I don't know what I should have a little something for myself if I get better than you. Better. Yes, you can I kick it? Yes, you can.
Welcome to two of the most ridiculous questions ever.
What do you mean the two of the most ridiculous questions
ever? Well, this one then. Never mind. This one. This
one's
impossible. Yeah, I was
going to say, this one's left field.
God, give us the companies then. I don't know. Do you even have an answer, Mags? I don't.
I wrote a name down, but only because I know you use different names in different companies.
Yeah. And the... would it help you if I put down if I say the name of the company?
No, let Mag see if he got it right first.
No, it's not Penta.
All right, now
Tony,
Oh, do you want me to give an initial?
WWE and TNA.
WWE and TNA.
Without competing for the belt, they're the champion. It's not Morrison Max.
For fuck's sake.
I don't fucking know. Just tell me. No, I got nothing. Austin Creed?
Woods, Consequences Creed.
Yeah. Great question.
Freebird Rules New Day. Yeah. And when Adam Jones was the tag team champion with Ron Killings, he substituted for Adam Jones because Adam Jones couldn't wrestle for his contract.
Always a great time at trivia when AJ wins. Gentlemen, it's time for Last Call.
Let's go.
What do you mean? What do I mean? I mean, it's the last thing we're going to talk about. And the precursor, the beginning, the bridge we will cross to get into this topic will start with Mark Henry getting back into shape. He's lost a ton of weight, and he wants one last match in WWE. Mags, thanks once again for coming on the show. We always appreciate you having on, man. Your UFC, your wrestling, your sports, all that insight is excellent, and we appreciate having you. What are your thoughts here on a Mark Henry possible comeback? I mean, one match, who knows, maybe more.
Yeah, I have absolutely no problem with it. I thought he seemed to have retired maybe a little bit too early, still had plenty of gas in the tank. And an in-shape Mark Henry is an absolute monster, so I would be more than happy to maybe see him make a comeback.
I would also love to see a comeback. I think more of the retirement aspect was WWE was like, you're getting a little too old here. Why don't we tried to put you in the Hall of Fame and everything, but
Henry's the Hall
a big
of Pain.
Hall of Pain, sorry.
Who's he going to come back and fight? I mean, what's the big match? I mean, instantly that comes to my mind is if Bobby Lashley's going to hold this title and he's going to hold it going into SummerSlam and past SummerSlam, why not Bobby Lashley versus Mark Henry at SummerSlam? I think that would be a huge match.
Yeah.
I mean, there would be no point for him to come back for a middle of the card feud. It's going to have to be at the top. So if not, Bobby Lashley, a Roman Reigns feeder.
Reigns would be a great one too. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Maybe match with Edge, maybe? I don't know.
Get that salmon jacket out.
One of the best promos ever. The swerve he put on us when he retired and went after John Cena was one of the greatest things I ever watched as a hook, line, and sinker. Like, I had swallowed the lure and it was in my stomach already, and they ripped it out, and it was so perfect. In fact, I'm going to go back and watch that after we're done today. I'm going to go find that. It might be a lot harder now because the greatest thing ever is no longer available in the United States, known as the WWE Network. Don't even start, Mags. I know you still got it. Look at that smirk on his face.
Mm. There's news reports come out today that they are pitching to potential UK suppliers to take over the network over here. It looks like Disney Plus are in the running for it.
Okay. Well, you know, everybody wants some WWE content. I mean, Peacock over here is the reason they're thriving right now is because of how big they were up in the first quarter. So,
Sorry, I'm laughing more at Disney Plus might get the network because the only thing going through my mind is, and now here's something you'll really enjoy: Extreme Championship Wrestling. Oh boy.
Fuck you, Mickey. Fuck you, Mickey. Worse. It'd be worse than that. It'd be like, man, he sucked cock. Man, it'd be something like that, really bad. But anyway, that's
spit it on Heat Wave.
Spit it on the
Heat Wave pay-per-view.
Yeah, you know why Mickey left Mini, right?
Why?
No? She was fucking goofy.
Tumbleweeds.
Come on, you guys are horrible. Actually, DP would probably play the buzzer right up. Alright. Let's round this show out. Is there anybody out there that you think could make a comeback? And any of the older guys that are back that you wish wouldn't have come back? AJ?
Someone who I want to come back. The weird thing is, the only person that comes to mind for me, and this is slightly biased since he is still in decent shape, is Diamond Dallas Page. I want to see him just try to hit one more diamond cutter on someone who deserves it. Maybe MJF definitely deserves it. Someone who I think probably shouldn't have came back. I don't know. Hulk Hogan comes to mind on that one. No matter what, I don't care if you're in a ring or not. There were audible boos at Mania. You're pretty much not welcomed anymore in wrestling. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a couple. One former WWE. Well, both technically former WWE. One guy is actually still a wrestler, but I'd love to see him have a WWE run in the character he's got now, and that's PCO. I think that the French Frankenstein would really do well on a WWE show. The other thing is X-Pac. I believe he's getting into wrestling shape again, so it'd be cool to see X-Pac come back. Yeah, I've got to agree with Hogan. I hate when Hogan comes back, but for me, it's every time Big Bad Billy Goldberg comes back that it just makes me cringe. So yeah, those would be the guys I'd look for.
What was his name?
Big Bad Billy Goldberg.
What did he say, AJ?
Big Bad Billy Goldberg.
That's three times. We'll be right back. technically that wasn't fair. I prompted it, but I wanted to play it anyway, considering that Goldberg is my pick for someone I would like to not see anymore, right? Good for what you did. We're going to get one or two more matches, unfortunately. He's under contract. You hit it on the head before. Yeah. X-Pac, I think, is the guy I would love to see come back. I know. I think him and Sami Zayn might have a match at SummerSlam. I know they went back and forth about talking about having a match. So that's a guy I would love to see get in the ring with him. I'd love to see a storyline between them. So, yeah, I think he deserves it. But great show today, guys. I appreciate it. Any last wrestling thoughts or anything else you need to get off your chest before we plug away? All right.
Excellent. More crickets.
Sounds great. I'm doing a great job today. I think it's hangover after coming off of AJ's hosting duties last week. AJ, tell everybody what's going on with you.
You can find me on Twitter at PhenomenalAJB, AJB in all caps. You can find me on TheChairShot.com. Like we alluded to before, doing the Impact reviews. Go check it out. I did Rebellion on this Thursday. I just did the show, the Rebellion after show, basically. Go check those out. Usually whenever WWE has a pay-per-view, I'm usually roped into doing it. I know, it's like pulling teeth. It's like a rug burn there. But no, it's all well and good. You'll find some of my WWE articles on there. And who knows? I know Saturday.
When you're, I love how you're looking, but you haven't even got
Yeah, I know. It's like there's not even a watch there. I know Saturday, when you're listening to this, MLW will have its first show, so maybe, just maybe, you might see an MLW television debut from me.
You're going to be on MLW?
I wish I would be on MLW. God, I really wish. But no, you know what
taking
I mean.
I know what you mean.
Jacob Fatu.
Oh, man, good luck. I guess we're going to have to find a third. Hey, Megs, you want to be Paul's replacement on the DWI podcast? He's going to be out of commission. All right, folks, my name is PC Tunney. You can follow me at PC Tunney. Thank you for all your listenership on the Chairshot Radio Network. Head on over to chairshot.com, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot as well. We do appreciate it. Mags, thank you for coming on. Tell everybody where they can listen to everything you got going on.
Okay. First of all, you can follow me on Twitter at DJ Kirby. I've been pretty quiet on there recently, just more sharing my whiskey exploits than wrestling. But yeah, come and give me a follow. It's always a good time. I do 5 rounds with Carlos here on the Chairshot Network. This weekend show is headlined with Dominic Reyes taking on Jiri Prochazka. So that's going to be a banger in the light heavyweight division. So definitely check that out. On Tuesday next week, you'll catch me on the midweek mainstay with Ray, putting in those hour-long episodes week on week. Patrick O'Dowd saying that he was the only one putting in the work. Absolutely not. And then, like I said earlier in the show, when Ray and Carl's five-tool wrestler project is over, I'll have a new chair shot. Podcast on the go, so listen out for that.
Yeah, hey Patrick, why don't you try putting in an hour by yourself one time? Fuck off. I'm just kidding. I love you, Patrick.
Wow.
But yeah, would you really want to listen to me or Greg for an hour just on our own? I don't know if I could do it. I couldn't even listen to myself for an hour. Anyway, I digress. Patrick, we love you. I'm just messing with you, gentlemen. For the 272nd time, you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as
DWI.
There it is. Gentlemen. DP, that slacker birthday takes off on us. What a jerk.
It's like it's his holiday or something.
Always use your head, folks.
Jackass.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously, great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.